Cool. You there?
I'm here.
All right, Joey. Fess up.
Good shit.
Was it good shit? I heard it was a bloodbath.
Yeah, I mean, it was battle. It was everything you wanted to see in the first three movies, and resolutions, and people getting their ass kicked who needed it, people getting, you know, there was just maybe two parts in it that were pointless, and one of them was like, okay, that's kind of cheesy. Otherwise, it tied up everywhere you needed to know about.
Wow. Of course, Joey's talking about what?
I am talking about Revenge of the Sith Star Wars Episode 3, which does not come out until March 19th. But, you know, I can make them do special things like dance on the head of a pin or give me a screening 2 weeks in advance.
Yeah, well, since it comes out May the 19th instead of March, you must be sucking a lollipop.
I am. March is like months and months ahead of
me. Yeah, really?
I get movies before they're done being filmed.
So it was good then? Is it a Joey go see it?
I would definitely go see it, and I'll probably go see it three times, considering I have the midnight on the 18th. I have 50 free seats for anybody who wants them.
And that would be at the Aloma Cinema Grill?
Right, and okay. Then, you know, you got to take the friends and family plan to go see it a couple of times. And
that's true.
It's absolutely outstanding. Everybody that had a part in it needed to throw their 2 cents in and get, you know, their resolutions out of the way, and they really did. And my favorite part was is you saw Jar Jar twice.
Only two times?
He didn't even open his mouth. You just saw him twice.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
See,
walking to the left and walking to the right.
Oh, man. Hey, without any spoilers, did you have to sign any paperwork?
No, I can pretty much tell you the whole plot of the whole nine yards.
Well, I don't want to know the plot of the whole thing, Joey.
He turns into Darth Vader. What do you want to know?
Oh, man, you just ruined the whole film for me. Anakin becomes Darth Vader?
Yeah.
Oh, man, shocker of all shockers.
There was one shocker in there that did throw me for a loop, which I'm still trying to figure out. It's definitely one of those that I can't even hint at it.
Oh, but wow, cool.
There is one spot in there that if you think of the entire, you know, dual trilogy, it's like, holy crap, I don't believe that happened.
Oh, man. So I heard it was something like Angel. He has sex and has a moment of pure happiness and then...
That's it.
He becomes Darth Vader.
You know, women are the entire destruction of the galaxy.
Is that what happens?
That's what happens in every mythology that you know of. Women get a hold of a guy that's got power, and they lead to his destruction.
Hmm. Hey, let's think about this for a second. Okay, frustrated geeks write movies.
Yeah.
Frustrated geeks write television shows. Frustrated geeks write books.
Right.
Huh, so women must be the root of all evil.
And frustrated geeks have their hearts torn out by women of the internet all over the place. And before that, it was at the conventions where the women were on the other side of the table that wouldn't give them the time of day without $5 for a signature.
Oh, man. Wow.
So,
well, good. I'm glad you enjoyed it, and I'm glad it's a go-see-em from Joey.
It was much fun.
Well, today I also had a lot of interesting news where I actually got... to talk with Robbie Trechny from the Geek Talk Live, and he gave me 26 contacts in Skype.
Oh, I need to get together with him.
Yeah, he's pretty awesome. He's a 13-year-old kid out of San Diego.
That's okay. I'm a 13-year-old adult that he and I can go geek speak one for one.
I know. I think we talked about that last time. he's pretty interesting, though. I mean, he has ins with everybody who's kind of at the upper echelon of podcasting right now.
Excellent.
Yeah,
good.
So he gave me all of the Skype numbers, probably of people that he, you know, that probably didn't want me to have their Skype number. But I talked to about six different people today. who actually contacted me saying, who the hell are you and why did you get my Skype number and why are you asking for my permission to see if I'm online or not?
Right.
And I said, well, I'm Dan Novotnik from One Man Revolution. And they go, oh, wait, hang on, I think I heard your podcast a couple of times.
Well,
I'm like,
good.
I'm like, oh, cool. We're a new revolution, and we have Joey Cruz, and Joey's going to be doing this, and we're going to be doing entertainment. And we're going to be doing that. And they're like, well, how can I be a part of the revolution?
It's beautiful when you just mention revolution and give them the highlights of it, and they see the way that a plan begins to form.
You know,
and anybody with a little common sense to them says, you know, when this starts trickling out, because it's not really going to trickle down. It's just going to spread wider and wider. They see a lot of the intelligence and they see a lot of the common sense that, you know, has always been there with people that actually think with more of their brain.
Yeah.
And they start looking at it as a wide picture of this is going to be fantastic.
Yeah, and I spent most of my day either chatting via Skype with Skype's chat interface, or I was talking with someone about half the day about different interesting points about podcasting. And so, you know, I got a piece of software that allows me to take voice messages on my Skype, which is kind of cool. And another piece that's in beta that I think a lot of people are going to think is really cool because it'll allow you to Skype in your podcasts. Basically, leave a voicemail for yourself, and it'll automatically upload directly to your server.
So if I would have walked out of Star Wars this afternoon and wanted to do a complete review, all I would have needed was someplace to Skype it up.
That's right. Also, all you needed was a place like walk into a Starbucks with a laptop, hook up to Skype, and boom, you're done.
Nice.
Yeah, and that's currently under beta, and we actually have access thanks to little Robbie Trechny again.
Robbie sounds like a very good person, very innovative, and knows what is going on at a deeper level.
Yeah, Robbie's one of us, man. That's all I got to say.
Very cool. Well, I was surrounded by the general press today.
Oh, what did the general press look like, Joey?
The general press looks like an episode of The Simpsons.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, Homer!
You've got Mo, and you've got the comic book guy.
Oh, no.
Then you have people who are trying to maybe emulate Sting or something in all black with their hair, maybe all three strands of it spiked up to as high as they can get.
Oh, wait, not that dude that we saw the other night. Was that the guy?
Exactly.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, and he was wearing black then, too. What is this with artists wearing all black? That's just wrong.
You know, we spend so much time trying to apply color everywhere else that it becomes a non-issue with us. If we just wear black, we don't have to concentrate on it.
Oh, Lord. That's just wrong. I spend most of my days trying to figure out how many colors I can wear. As long as I don't wear just red or just blue, because, you know, that's Chris and Bloods, yo.
Yeah. I did meet a few people that are on broadcasts here locally that we spoke a little bit about the podcasting, and they were talking about how their shows are on the Internet, and you can go archive them. And but they get wiped out after maybe a week or two. And so I introduced them to the concept of it, and what did I hear? How can I be a part of that network?
Oh, wow. You can pay, that would be a check to Joey Cruz,
right.
Care and Dan Novotnik, care of Piney Point Studios, Orlando, Florida, and I'll get you guys a P.O. box.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, come on, folks.
Every genre that I've touched base with ever since I began talking to you about this has thought of it as a brand new way to touch their fan base. We've got anime people that are just chomping at the bit to figure out, sit down and kind of get the overall look. I've got, you know, the city's official newspaper. I've got people in there thinking of how it can expand their byline.
Well, of course it would.
Yeah.
Think about it. It's so simple. All you do is you record a message that needs to get out to people. The podcatcher picks it up. It drops it into their iPod or MP3 player, or they can play it right off the computer as soon as it happens. It's the best on-demand service that you can think of.
It was this afternoon was a very condensed and focused version of the other night at House of Wax, where we were getting inundated with, how do I hear you, and how do I get to be a part of this? Well, this was you know, I'm not saying a higher level of people, because the press has never been accused of that.
Hey, you know, they're established, so it was the establishment.
Yeah. Well, they were, you know, sitting next to me, and of course I throw the lure out. I brought my drawing book and my sketch pad, and I sat there and I was coloring, you know, in my coloring book. Like,
okay, dude, yeah, you brought a coloring book and some crayons. I know how it works.
And people look over your shoulder and go, wow, you know, blah, 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 and you introduce yourself and how it's working and how it's going, and all of a sudden, okay, so if I call you from Tampa, can you explain all of this for me? Who do you work for? Oh, the Tribune. Okay, well, yeah, I can explain this to you. No problem.
So,
you know, because all of a sudden they're thinking about their circulation numbers and how people will start talking to their editor in chief about, hey, I heard your, you know, entertainment columnist 4 times last week talking about all the great clubs in Tampa.
That's right.
And if they didn't have to wait for the morning paper, the special edition, they didn't have to dump 75 cents into the little machine. It's just all right there for your picking.
Welcome to the revolution.
I love it. It's like a strawberry pack.
It is. It's awesome. And you know what? The more I talk today, I went out to dinner with a good friend of mine. He's been my friend since my second year of college. Maybe it was my first year of college. He just corrected me. And we're going to be doing a little bit of podcasting a little bit later on, a second segment today. And we were talking about, you know, all the great things that are going on, and we actually, I came to the conclusion that maybe this is where I'm being led to. And maybe timing is exactly the way it should be.
For years in the Orlando area, I've been kind of growing myself up on the marketing aspect and the broadcasting aspect, because it's a bigger market than when I first started in. And I've just been kind of keeping my eye out for that, you know, paradigm shift that happens every so often. And this just kind of crawls more and more in that direction every day of, okay, this is not going to be a gradual change. There is going to be a smack in the face, and then all of a sudden people are going to be moving away from regular radio at established times, and they're going to be picking their favorites on any kind of medium that they can get their hands on and listen to it in the radio. They'll turn off their old boring radio and pick up a great podcast from anywhere in the world at any time of day.
That's right, and they're going to take it with them, just like with TiVo. Where they can, you know, basically upload it onto their laptop or you know, take their television programs with them and watch them wherever they want. And those people who I guess you'd call the technorati,
right,
you know, the people who are in the know are right now doing that, you know, on a consistent basis. And there's nothing really stopping us right now, because this is content that is being delivered to us in the first place.
Right.
You know.
Right. How many times have you ever walked into some place and you just heard something great on the radio that morning, and you try to explain that story to the person that you're talking to, and it doesn't come across properly, and you kind of feel stupid for screwing the story up or whatever? Here, you just bring your iPod with you and go, damn, dude, listen to this.
Yeah, you got to hear this. Yeah, I did that tonight with Madge Weinstein. I did it with Paris Hilton.
Oh, great.
Hang on, let me rephrase that. I played Madge Weinstein. Sorry, Madge, honey. I know you got a beautiful yeasty snatch, but I did not do it. And Paris, yes, no matter how much, how much I would like to go downtown, I don't want to go downtown on you, honey. Too much traffic.
Yeah, you need a stoplight there.
Yeah, really. You need more than that. You need someone who directs traffic, you know, to the left, to the right. Okay. And, down. Okay,
okay.
So
2 lanes clear.
Yeah, really. Yeah, I don't want a girlfriend you can drive a truck through. All right, so it is an amazing thing, and man, I'm glad that we are kind of standing here on that precipice, looking over, going, man, there's all this cool stuff, and hopefully as time progresses and we go forward, you know, we'll get these great interviews, and we'll be providing content that people really want to hear. Which is stuff like this whole thing about the Star Wars Episode 3. You know, these are things that people really want to know about.
Right.
Not necessarily me sometimes, Joey. I mean, I wanted to go to the movie just like the next guy, just so I could be the guy who says, hey, man, I saw Star Wars already.
Yeah.
You know, not for any other reason. I mean, as a member of the press, you know, but of course I'm also the guy that would tell all the spoilers. That's the other reason I did not try so hard to go see it.
Yeah, that's one of those. I was trying to blockade that yesterday with another person we were talking to who read the book already, yeah. Which oftentimes the book is very different than the movie, but the principle's the same, especially when you're writing a book based on a script that's already been filmed.
Right.
And I was, you know, you saw me yesterday, I was like, you, stop, shut up.
Yeah, could you shut up? Come on, man,
no
shut
more.
Up.
No more. You know, I like to speculate about what I'm going to see because either it's better than what I thought, or maybe I was in the right direction, or it completely surprises me, or, you know, at worst case, it just totally was, you know, a blowjob on my expectations.
Yeah, really. I mean, that's, and so, did it meet or exceed your expectations?
Exceeded my expectations. Everybody got what they wanted, except
for one.
Yeah, except for one. And with a cast that big, there's really a lot of leeway there.
So you liked it? You did?
Yes, I did. What I'm going to try and be doing in the near future is, well, you saw my list yesterday when I put out again to some of my, you know, higher media contacts that I was right. going to be broadcasting again. All of a sudden, lists and the mail start coming in of, oh, you need these phone numbers. Here's Christian Bales, and here is, what's his name, Trevor Scott, I think, is the author of Star Wars 3. And
it's amazing what happens when they find out you have an audience again.
Yeah, and the way I described the audience to them, they told me that it sounded better of a more of a more focused business model than the low broadcast, low wattage.
Low wattage broadcast that you had before on an AM station.
Or at an AM station in the middle of the night.
And also, you know, frequency. You were doing it once a week, and now we can do it whenever we want to.
Right. Which tomorrow I'm going to break out, you know, some of my machinery, and we'll set up the software on that, and hopefully I'll be able to integrate everything, and I'll do a Star Wars review and an introduction of Joey Cruz and 6.5 days with Joey Cruz, and, you know, maybe we'll get Cruz in there.
Cool. Excellent, my friend. All right, well, we'll leave it at that. And so on the Joey scale, it is a go see it.
It is a go see it twice, at least once in Stadium THX seating.
Ooh, of course THX. Who else created THX but Lucas,
right? Forget that we're going to have a party, though, on the 18th. Be there about 11:30 at the Aloma Cinema Grill in Orlando.
And bring Star Wars memorabilia?
Star Wars memorabilia. That'll get you in, at least the first 50 people, absolutely free, which is unheard of for a Star Wars film. And if you bring the coolest stuff, you'll win a prize, definitely, because I love bringing prizes to where they sell beer and wine and food and a movie.
Excellent. All right, Joey. Well, we'll drop it at that, and I'll be talking to you later.